Media law textbooks go out of date fast, just like the print edition of MMJ. And one area of the law where they are finding it particularly hard to keep up concerns privacy. Every few days there's a new case where a famous person takes action against what they claim is an invasion of their privacy. It might be a footballer in his affairs, or a politician's sexual orientation. With each case and the decision of the judge involved, case law is developed and refined. And as in this area it's case law that forms the basis of what we can and can't say about someone and what constitutes an invasion of privacy, we as journalists need to be up to speed on what those decisions are and what they mean for us. You'll also often see around those actions for invasion of privacy claims for breach of the Data Protection Act and for breach of confidence. It can be very hard to know where you stand. What can and can't you say about the private life of a public figure? What factors must you take into account? What does the law even mean? To answer those questions, I went to the very prominent and experienced media lawyer, Duncan Lamont. Duncan specialises in libel, copyright, contempt of court, and confidentiality or privacy issues. He's also been the in-house lawyer at the Mirror Group, and he's the co-author of the Media Law Textbook. So, in the clips and quotes in this masterclass, you'll get from Duncan a clear explanation of where the law is at and what you must do to stay safe in your reporting. I also got Duncan's advice on other developing legal matters, such as whether you need release forms when interviewing both the famous and the non-famous. I also asked him about contempt of court legislation. The rules on what you can and can't say when someone is arrested or a warrant is issued for that arrest are clear. So why are they so often flouted? And we finish off with Duncan's view on the developing defence in a libel action of reportage. That's the fair, unbiased reporting of events. Duncan will tell us about the developing view of the courts on libel actions, which developed from what you and I would say was just us doing our jobs, honestly and fairly.